This week's open house interview is presented by Weichert. Invite us in. We'll bring results.
All right, we're so pleased to welcome live on set to Berkshire Ferguson. Congratulations on a big win yesterday.
Thank you very much.
Well, what will this win do for this team?
I mean, I think it definitely energizes us. You know, we're excited that we had an opportunity to beat the Patriots. We recognize we put ourselves in a better position, and now it kind of gives us some energy going into Cincinnati.
How much did you like it as an offensive lineman yesterday? I know it's all game plan specific, so you could pass the ball 50 times last week, but you're going forward, you're moving forward, you ran for over 52 times, 177 yards, and you controlled the ball for 46 minutes.
You know, it was very encouraging. You know, when we have, get an opportunity to go out there and really, get in the trenches and work the D-line, it's great. Chris Ivory did an excellent job, making those rushes. I mean, sometimes it makes it look so easy. All our backs did, I think, a real good job of just attacking the line and making great plays.
Brick, what happened at halftime? I think a lesser team would have been discouraged because you were moving the ball. You had three possessions inside the red zone and only 10 points to show for it. Yeah. Because you had the pick six go the other way, and you spotted them an 11-point lead. But instead, you guys came out after halftime, and you exploded in the third quarter.
Yeah, games are, in the NFL, they can be like that. I think we know about ourselves that we're a type of team that, you know, just give us an opportunity and we'll make the most of it. I don't know if you remember the Tampa game where we only had 38 seconds left on the clock and we end up winning the game. We've done a lot of 2 minutes this year that it's allowed us to come back and be successful in the latter parts of the game. So we recognize that, hey, the score isn't what we want it to be, but we've been playing good football. We can just clean up the mistakes. You know, we can have a great opportunity to win this game. And, I think Geno made some great efforts, running for that first down, running for that touchdown. I think, the pick six by Antonio Allen was huge. So I think as a team, everybody really bought in. Special teams, Josh Cribbs did an excellent job returning the ball on a number of occasions, setting us up for great field position. So those guys really helped us to be in the position. And I think as a line, we just try to do our best to dominate that front. And I think in the end, it turned out well for us.
I think it gets lost when people look at your career that you're usually facing the other team's top pass rusher every week. How about that responsibility and the challenges every week? Because each and every week, you got somebody different who's stepping in there. And there's a lot of good pass rushers in this league.
I mean, the challenge is always high. This week was a fight. He got in there a couple times, but it's a fight, and I think, my job is just to give it all my all and do everything I can to just give our team or give the quarterback time to execute. And, week in and week out, that's the challenge. But that's my assignment. That's what I'm here for. That's what I do. And that's what I have to continue to do is just try to execute at a high level.
It gets lost on the outside, but you guys have a new offensive line coach, Mike Devlin. Mm-hmm. But he's been here for years. Can you talk about a little bit about Coach Dev and what he brings to the table for you guys?
Coach Devlin is an excellent coach. I think real poised, really understands, what Marty's trying to get across. Like you've mentioned, he's been here for a number of years, just as long as I have, in a different capacity. But so he understands what it is to be a New York Jet. He understands what it is to understand. He's assisted the offensive line for a number of years as well, so he knows our room. And I think he really just adds that extra element of experience. When it's game day, I feel like we're very we know what we need to do. We've gone over our assignments. We've talked about the coaching points. And now it's our opportunity just to execute. And I think he puts us in the best position to have success.
How about Marty Morningweg? Do you get excited to see his game plans? Because I'm watching each and every week from the press box. And it seems like he just mixes in personnel and formations. And he schemes people so well. And he uses guys to the best of their abilities.
I think you hit it right on the head. I mean, he's done a great job of really, looking at guys, looking at the room and making plans for those guys to have success. I think he's given Geno the best opportunity to have success. I think he's put the offensive line in the best position to have success. I think he has a great game plan for us. And week in and week out, it's always a little bit different, but we find ourselves executing at a high level. And we're always in a position to have success when we or on that field. So I've been very pleased with what he's brought to this organization. I've been very pleased with our progress, and you know, our goal is to continue to improve each game, and you know, hopefully have more wins than losses when it's all said and done.
As a guy yourself who's been so steady throughout his career, and your approach seems steady, what do you think about the rookie quarterback? Because a lot of people are saying he's a flatliner, Geno Smith. He doesn't seem to get rattled, doesn't seem to get too up or too down.
I think that's really what you need, a sense of poise. You know, the situations we've been in and the situations in the NFL, they're not always predictable. And what I mean by that is you can be up and then recognize you're down and you're scrambling to get back. You could be down all game and have an opportunity to win late in a game. And so it pays dividends if you can just say, okay, we're not doing as well as we want, but if we just keep fighting, we can have success. And like I said, when you go back to that Tampa game, 38 seconds, that's not a lot of time. And we didn't have the best field position. But we were able to make plays, we got a penalty, and it set us up for an opportunity to win the game, and that's exactly what happened. So I think when you have poise and you can operate under pressure, it really helps. I think a lot of the team can feel a lot of confidence in that, because things don't always go well in this game, things don't always go to expectations, but in spite of it all, if you can just focus on the ultimate goal, and that's to win the game, and you do that by completing one play at a time, I think you can find yourself in a great position, and I think that's why, you know, having poise is such a underrated characteristic that I think it needs to be valued more.
Yeah, Marty has a lot of confidence in you guys. You could see that in overtime yesterday, the way he called plays. I know sometimes people are like, "Oh, Marty gets pass happy," but here you go. This guy changes week to week, and yesterday you rushed the ball 50-plus times, and then in overtime,
right,
you ran the ball out of, I think it was 12 out of 14 plays.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that's, again, you know, Marty, he's very multiple, he puts us in the position to have success. I'm going to keep saying that because it's the truth, and I think yesterday was a testament of that. If you just look at the prior games, you can see that they're slightly different. Some we pass more, some we run more, but ultimately, you know, we run the plays that we're good at, and it shows up on Sundays. So, again, very happy that, you know, we're in the predicament that we're in, because now, we've won a big game and we have an opportunity to kind of create our own destiny if we can just continue to work on our fine details and execute at a high level.
How were the fans yesterday? You're a local guy. Grew up in Freeport, Long Island. They called for a green out. I came down on the field the fourth quarter. It seemed pretty loud out there.
Yeah, I saw they had the little sound meter. I kept on checking that, and throughout the game it just consistently got louder and louder. So I think the fans were involved. They were happy to be there. They're energetic. They're excited. So I think we all felt the same way as the game wore on, that, hey, this is a game we have an opportunity to be successful in, and we're gonna win.
And you've alternated wins and losses now for 7 weeks. How can you change that coming up this week? And how big is it, even though huge win, Patriots week, you guys count a division win, a game and a half, as Rex said, how quickly can you put it behind you and say, hey, we still had some mistakes, we got to clean those up, and we got to focus on Cincinnati?
That's just the nature of the business, really. You know, each week you're rewarded with another challenge, and to focus too much on the win that's just been, or the game that's just been completed, that can run into some dangers. You have to kind of flip that switch pretty quickly and recognize you have another opponent that doesn't care that you won a game or doesn't care that you lost a game. They want to win their game. So even though we embrace the fact that we were successful, we're going to transition pretty quickly and recognize that, hey, Cincinnati's an opponent, hungry. They have a great defensive line. They have an energetic offense with a rookie running back. So we got to recognize that, hey, these guys, they want to win like we want to win. And if we're going to have that success and start putting wins together, we really got to focus on the small details. Sometimes those details kind of get swept under the rug, if you will, because, you know, you look at the bigger picture, but it's the small. We really got to be sharp in the minutiae, if you will, and get that stuff taken care of. And I think that's when we'll really see those wins kind of group together and put more and more of them together.